Chapter 7 The Lion and the Unicorn. Soon Alice came to a large space between the trees. She saw a road leading out of the forest. Someone was sitting on the ground, writing in a notebook. It was the White King. Alice went closer. When he saw Alice, the White King smiled at her and said,
Did you see any soldiers in the forest?
Yes, I did, replied Alice. I saw thousands of them.
The White King looked in his notebook.
4,207,
he said.
I sent them to help Humpty. I wanted to send my two messengers as well, but they went to the town. Are they coming back yet? Can you see them?
Alice shaded her eyes with her hand and looked down the road.
I can see nobody, she replied.
Can you really?
Cried the White King.
And he's so far away. You have very good eyes. I wish I could see nobody. Sometimes I can't even see real people.
Alice was still looking along the road.
I can see someone now, she cried. But he's coming very slowly. He's skipping and wriggling like a fish and flapping his hands.
Oh, he does that when he's happy, replied the White King. His name is Hare, which rhymes with chair. He eats hay and he lives on a hill. My other messenger is called Hatter. I need two messengers, you see, one to come and one to go.
As Alice was thinking about this, Hare arrived. He was panting and waving his arms at the White King. He wriggled and rolled his eyes round and round.
Will you stop that?
Said the White King.
I feel quite ill now. I think I need a honey sandwich. Have you got one in your bag?
Hare opened the bag that hung round his neck and took out a honey sandwich. He gave it to the White King, who ate it greedily, and then said,
May I have another?
Hare looked in his bag again.
I'm sorry, he said. There's only hay in here.
Then give me some hay, whispered the White King, closing his eyes.
When he had eaten some hay, he opened his eyes and said,
Oh, I feel much better now. Hay is the best thing when you feel ill.
Alice didn't agree with this.
I think cold water would be better, she said.
The White King looked at Hare.
Who did you pass on the road?
He asked.
I passed nobody,
the messenger replied.
Ah! Nobody!
Cried the White King.
This child saw him too, so nobody walks more slowly than you.
That's not true, said Hare, rolling his eyes. Nobody walks more quickly than I do.
Then why didn't he arrive fast?
Asked the White King. Poor Hare had no answer to this. Then the White King said,
What's happening in the town, Hare?
I'll whisper it to you, replied Hare.
He made his hands into the shape of a trumpet and bent down to whisper in the White King's ear.
Please don't whisper, thought Alice. I'd like to hear it. So she was pleased when Hare shouted,
They're fighting again!
That's not whispering, cried the White King.
He covered his ears and jumped up and down.
It sounded like an earthquake.
A very small earthquake, thought Alice. Who is fighting again? She asked.
The lion and the unicorn, of course, replied the White King.
They're going to fight for the crown. My crown. Shall we go and watch them?
Yes, all right,
Alice replied. As they ran along the road to the town, Alice remembered a song and started to sing it. The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown. The lion beat the unicorn all around the town. Some gave them white bread, some gave them brown. Some gave them plum cake and drummed them out of town.
Will the winner get the crown? She asked.
No,
replied the White King.
What an idea. It's my crown.
When they came to the town, Alice saw a large crowd. In the middle of it, the lion and the unicorn were fighting.
But which is the lion and which is the unicorn?
Wondered Alice.
They're making so much dust that I can't see. Oh, now I can see a long pointed horn. That must be the unicorn.
Then Hare said,
This is Hatter, the other messenger.
Alice looked at Hatter. He was holding a cup of tea in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other.
He's just come out of prison,
Hare went on.
He was having his tea when he went in. How are you, dear boy?
He put his arm round Hatter's neck. Hatter just nodded and drank some tea.
Who's winning the fight?
The White King asked him.
The unicorn is winning this time, replied Hatter. They've been fighting for a long time. Is it time for the bread?
Asked Alice, remembering the song.
Yes, said Hatter. It's all ready. I'm eating a piece of the white bread now.
The lion and the unicorn stopped fighting and sat down. The White King called out,
10 minutes for bread and butter, everyone.
Hare and Hatter carried round trays of white and brown bread, and everyone ate a piece. Then the White King said to Hatter,
They won't fight any more today. Go and tell the drums to begin.
Alice wondered about the drums as she watched Hatter run off. Then, far away, she saw someone else.
Look, it's the White Queen, she cried. She's running through the forest. Those queens can run very fast.
She's running away from one of her enemies,
said the White King.
The forest is full of them.
But won't you go and help her? Asked Alice.
Oh, no,
he replied.
She runs much too fast for me. But I'll write a note about her in my notebook.
He took out his notebook and started to write. The unicorn came up to them with his hands in his pockets.
I won the fight this time, he said to the White King.
Then he saw Alice.
Who's this?
He asked, staring at her quite rudely, Alice thought.
It's a child,
said Hare, waving his arms at Alice.
A human child. We found her today.
But I thought children were monsters,
replied the unicorn with a snort.
Not real. Just pretend. Is she alive?
Oh, yes, said Hare.
Can she talk?
Asked the unicorn.
She can,
said Hare.
Then talk, child, cried the unicorn.
Alice started to smile.
Well, I have never seen a unicorn before, she said. I thought unicorns were monsters. Not real, just pretend.
Let's agree then, said the unicorn. I'll believe that you're real, if you'll believe that I am.
Yes, all right, said Alice.
The unicorn turned to the White King.
Let's have some plum cake, he said. I don't like bread.
Hare opened his bag and looked inside.
Not that bag, said the White King. There's only hay in that one. Look in the other bag.
So Hare took out the plum cake, a long knife, and a very large plate.
Will you hold it?
He asked Alice.
All those things in one little bag, thought Alice as she took the cake. It's like a magic trick.
Then the lion arrived, looking very sleepy.
Who are you?
He asked Alice with a yawn. Before she could reply, the unicorn said,
She's a monster. She's not real. She's just pretend.
The lion lay down and put his head on his paws.
Will you cut up the cake, monster?
He asked.
Sit down, everyone.
So they all sat down and Alice picked up the knife.
I'll win the next fight,
growled the lion to the unicorn.
Last time I beat you all around the town.
The unicorn stared at the White King's crown.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll win, he said angrily.
The king started to shake. He was sitting between the two great fighters, and he felt frightened.
Please don't quarrel, he said. Did you go through the market or past the old bridge?
He asked the lion. The lion grunted.
I don't know,
he said.
It was too dusty to see anything.
Then he said to Alice,
Have you cut up the cake yet, monster?
Alice was sitting by a little stream with the cake in her lap.
I'm trying, she said. But it's very difficult. I've cut four slices, but now they're joined to the cake again.
Remember, it's a looking glass cake, said the unicorn. You must pass it round first and then cut it up.
That's nonsense, thought Alice.
But she decided to try it. She passed the cake round. As she did so, it cut itself into slices and everybody took one.
Now cut it up, said the unicorn.
Alice looked at the empty plate, wondering what to do.
The lion's got the biggest slice, the unicorn said to Alice. It's not fair.
But before she could reply, the drums started to play.